Keen does not tell us how long we will wait for Meng and Koi, or how long we will be there once we reach Porsot City. I do not know why Keen assumes Koi and Meng are still alive. Since we left Ma and went to our separate camps, we have had no way of receiving news from our older brothers. It has been more than a year now since we last saw them. As an implicit rule, we do not talk about our family. I fear that if I ask, I will make Chu and Keem sadder than they already are. Being only 8 years old, this is the only way I know to protect them. Every day we walk with the crowd, occasionally stopping in deserted villages to rummage for food. It is many days before we see the first sign of a possible end destination. My heart pounds so loudly, I am sure others can hear it, as my feet come to a complete stop. Before us walk three men dressed in green clothes with funny, round, cone-shaped hats on their heads. Their legs move in long, casual strides, and their rifles swing on their back. Humans, the traffic hums and whispers. My breath becomes short and shallow. Images of the Yuans torturing and killing their victims flash before my eyes. I have never seen a Yuan, and yet these men look remarkably human. They are the same size as our Khmer men and are similarly built, not like the Barong, with light skin and a thin nose, like I saw in Phnom Penh. The Yuans look more like Ma than many Khmers. They do not look like the devils Mae Bong said they were. The Yuans walk toward us and raise their hands in greeting. I search the ground for weapons, a staff, sharp rocks, anything I can use to fight them. All eyes focus on them as they come nearer. People gasp when in the next moment one Yuan smiles and says in broken Khmer, Chumaripusu, which means hello. There is a refugee camp up ahead in Porsot City, he tells us, and keeps walking. The crowd smiles gratefully. I cannot believe it. The Yuans did not shoot us. They did not take the children and slice open their stomachs. They even told us where Porsot City is. At last, after 3 days on the road, we have a destination. The camp looms like a small village before me, flickering and swaying in the haze like a mirage. From afar, the many green, black, and blue plastic tents jut into the sky like thousands of anthills with black-haired people frittering in every direction.